The Gold Coast only 2.5, Triple M, Bridge and Spider. Now with Flan, there is one thing everyone's talking about today, and that is not Bridge's hair because it's a bit wet outside.
It is wet
it
outside.
It is wet outside. It is fuzzy in here.
The Royal Interview with Oprah.
The explosive Royal Interview has had a seismic impact. Oh, everyone's using big words.
What?
Yeah, that's right. So, look, let's try and unpack it as neatly as we can.
All right.
My personal opinion, I did say last week, please change my mind. Megan, please change my
mind. There you go.
Look, I would say the things that I filter my life through is what is my intention? So, firstly, I think what is their intention in this and who's going to win? Because I think the fractured relationship that it's not just about the firm in Buckingham Palace. This is Harry's family.
Yeah.
And I think this is fractured beyond belief. So when he says he has no regrets, that was hard for me to swallow. Mm. For him to say, really? Wouldn't you say, look, it was sad that I had to leave and I regret that I don't speak to my brother or my father, considering his mother.
Good point.
He's not with us anymore. The other big bit I took away is throughout the whole interview, and I absolutely did feel for Megan at times, it was an emotional roller coaster. No one ever wants to know of someone who has suicidal thoughts, and you have to take that seriously. A lot of claims were very full on that she felt trapped. However, not one point of the interview did Megan or Harry take any responsibility for anything.
No, I agree. I was watching going, hang on a second, what part of this do you own?
That's right. I was thinking maybe somewhere along the line that Megan would say, look, I did stuff up a bit. I didn't know what I was doing, you know.
Yeah.
Like the old saying, I didn't never met the Queen. I didn't know whether to bow or curtsy. I've only seen her in a stamp, so I licked the back of her head. You know, a bit of fun and games. But no, there was no responsibility taken. Mm. And even at the end when it was asked, was there any regrets? And she said, yeah, I regret that I believed the firm, basically.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, this was your time for a little bit of reflection.
Yeah. Do you think it was unusual, Bridge, when she said she wasn't aware that, you know, in public you'd have to curtsy for the Queen, but if you bumped into her inside the palace, that it would still be the situation. She's still a queen, whether she be indoors or outdoors.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to get to that in a minute because there's quite a bit of there's a lot of naive thoughts going on, and I'm on the fence with it. But
okay,
Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
Soft, soft,
ooh,
soft.
Calling soft.
Where were you calling out the fact that if you're all about environmental causes, why are you on a private jet? What's your intention on doing this? Are you earning any money? This is just a massive free campaign for your PR juggernaut, which is called Archwell Audio.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are doing okay. So a lot of people are thinking they got quite a free pass. So let's go through a bit of with Megan and Harry. Now, this is Megan talking about she really didn't know. She was quite naive. And she didn't know what she was getting herself into.
I will say I went into it naively.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't grow up knowing much about the royal family. It wasn't something that was part of conversation at home. It wasn't something that we followed.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
She also said, you know, she did no research on Buckingham Palace.
What?
Did no research and didn't Google Harry at all.
Mm.
Incorrect. Aww.
I think that was a little bit of frog wallop.
Yeah.
So even I know Harry.
Even you know Has Dog better, right? Also, this is what Megan had to say. Oh, sorry, I should say that Harry had to say about his father and their fractured relationship, which is really sad with Charles.
There's a lot to work through there. You know, I feel really let down because he's been through something similar. He knows what pain feels like. And this is, and Archie's his grandson.
And that's hard.
Mm.
I mean, who's being more stubborn? I don't know. Are you on the firm side or are you on, is there sides to be taken here?
Yeah, yeah, there are, I reckon. And in that one, I felt like Charles being the elder of the two and in the power seat, if you will, being the future king, he needs to reach out to his son and his son's kid, Archie.
Yeah.
It's up to Charles to step towards his son.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
I do agree with that. Mm. I definitely do. It's a battle of the families.
Oh, don't ask me. I reckon the royals are a waste of time. I don't listen to anything they do or say.
Okay. That's right. You're getting paid to be here, so just pretend. You can just pretend.
I'm all ears. Yeah, I'm interested.
Good.
No, good.
There were some really interesting parts that I thought, look, when it came to Megan, again, not taking any responsibility. That was pretty full on. But in the end of it all, At about 9:20. Now, I've been listening and watching since 7:30.
Yes. That's 2 hours.
Harry said, no, actually, I've got a good life. I've got nothing to complain about.
Oh, what?
You just spent 2 hours complaining about your life. Want me to do with that information?
Yeah, that's unpackable.
I don't know what to do, but Piers Morgan, who the reason he doesn't like Megan, by the way, the backstory is that Megan absolutely slid into his DMs, wanted him to introduce her to everyone in the UK to make her famous in the UK, and as soon as she met Harry, she dumped Piers as a friend. Right?
Okay.
So maybe this sums it up in your opinion. What do you think?
I'm sickened by what I've just had to watch.
Okay.
This is a two-hour trash-a-thon of our royal family, of the monarchy, of everything the Queen has worked so hard for, and it's all been done as Prince Philip lies in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They trash everybody. They basically make out the entire royal family a bunch of white supremacists by dropping this race bombshell without...
What's that phrase?
They didn't name any. They didn't name which one it was.
Okay, he's the Carl Sandilands of the UK. Oh, you don't have to listen to him.
I agree. I was staring at that woman who was sitting next to him on the breakfast TV. She goes, that woman is long-suffering. Yeah, she's got an ice cream headache just listening to this bloke.
So think of it what you will. We'd love to know on 1300-925. 666, what team you're on, what you thought, any revelations.
Yes.
We'd love to know, because today will be the day that Buckingham Palace surely should come out with a reply. Is that correct?